Good morning, thanks for watching and welcome to the final training session of the week. Unfortunately, it'll be a little bit of a blemished affair when we kick off this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be down by around a half of 1%, which reflects in the Northern Hemisphere session where sellers ultimately broke loose and got the better of things. There's been a little bit of a status quo over the course of the last couple of sessions. Neither buyers nor sellers have been able to get inspired, but last night the weight of negative news was enough to see stocks generally push lower on both sides of the Atlantic. So we'll kick off with what went on Wall Street, because what we saw there was a reflection of the after-hours earnings to an extent, which were reported yesterday morning local time. Amongst those stocks was Tesla. So you might recall we had that stock down by around 4% in the immediate aftermath of the earnings, which were thereabouts in terms of the headline numbers. The margins were quite concerning. The anecdotes offered in the earnings call spoke to continuing margins pressure, because the organization said that it's still prepared to continue discounting in the near to medium term. That's an initiative that is aimed at consolidating on their market position, and that is part of the reason why the stock continued to fall during the day session. Tesla ended down by around 10%. So that was one of the reasons that you tended to see the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 underperformed. So the NASDAQ down 0.8%, the S&P 500 down 0.6%, and the Dow Jones down by about 0.33%. But that's not to say that the corporate news was all negative. There was actually some encouraging news out of the home building space. So there were some weaker numbers in relation to home sales in relation to the economic news last night. But D.R. Horton, which is one of the biggest home builders in the US, actually had some quite encouraging numbers that was reflected in the share price, ultimately up by about 5%. They spoke quite optimistically about the market and where things have gone over the course of the last couple of months. There's actually been a pickup in home sales since the beginning of the year, and that has translated to their earnings numbers. And another important home builder in the US, Lennar, was able to benefit from these figures from D.H. Horton. Lennar share price was up by around 2%. So there were some balancing items there on the corporate front. But what stood out arguably last night was the substantial decline in both long and short-term interest rates in the US. So two-year government bonds were down by about 9 basis points. That's a big move in anyone's language. 10 years, equally a sizable move lower in yield, higher in price, down by around 6 basis points. Part of the reason for that is that we saw quite a weak reading in relation to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve's measure of manufacturing activity. As we know, that is an important barometer of activity in the northeast of the US when it comes to manufacturing. This was the lowest reading since May of 20. We saw a significant depression in the headline reading of the index. It went from minus 23 to minus 31, but there were big falls in relation to new orders and new shipments. More positively, there were some pretty significant declines when it came to the prices paid by manufacturers and also the prices that they have received. So all of that would have been factors that contributed to the decline where those bond yields were concerned. So that is important. Look, at the margins, there was also another part of the equation, which included a speech which was made by Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. And she was addressing issues in relation to national security and China, saying that in terms of that picture, the US is prepared to make economic trade-offs in relation to maintaining national security. That's an important statement in the bigger picture. What it means in the near term is probably another thing. Bigger picture, that is obviously quite meaningful. Whether or not that had an impact on prices is not entirely clear, but that is a significant mindset to keep in mind from time to time. AT&T was another organization that was on the radar in terms of its earnings last night. Very big fall in its share price, down 10%. And part of the reason for that is that there was a massive undershooting of their figures in relation to free cash flow within their numbers. It was basically basically a third of what the market was expecting, $1 billion worth of cash, free cash flow over the course of the last quarter. Puts them right behind the eight ball in terms of their annual target, even though they say that they are going to make that up in the second half of the year. But it was a matter of shoot first, ask questions later, as far as investors trying to get under the bonnet on that one. That's why the stock, as I said, was down by around 10%. There's a lot to unpick in terms of the bigger picture. What we saw in European trade is that stocks were lower, that sectors like the autos were weighed down by the Tesla result. We saw Stellantis down 3%, Renault down by about 8%, even though they had some quite encouraging numbers. Telecoms were also weaker as well. The FTSE finished just in positive territory. The French market down by 0.1%. The German DAX down by around 0.6%. Finally, as far as commodity prices have been concerned, we've seen the US dollar soften up a little bit, but nonetheless, we have seen oil prices fall to a three-week low. That is significant for a variety of reasons, not least of which is the fact that you've had those OPEC cuts. So clearly, there is a line to be drawn between the outlook for growth and what that might mean for energy demand. So oil prices were lower last night. Gold up by about 0.5%. And the Aussie dollar has firmed up slightly to 67.4 US cents, thanks to a slightly weaker US dollar. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.